I think this modern and fast-paced world invites us every so often to stop. Well, it doesn't, but we ourselves realize that we simply can't keep up with the pace of living. And therefore the church every year during Lent invites us to step back and to undertake a kind of a journey. Because Lent is very much a journey. You'll see that throughout the readings of Lent, this idea of journeying inwards in terms of Jesus going into the wilderness for 40 days, the people of Israel wandering for 40 years, all this idea that we enter into a space within ourselves that perhaps we don't normally enter into. And as we do so, Lent offers us the opportunity for renewal, for refreshment, in many ways, Lent offers us an opportunity for conversion. And that is why we hold to these traditional three pillars of Lenten devotion: prayer, almsgiving or charity, and then fasting or some other form of self-denial. These are as old as the scriptures. And people have always found that if we stop for a moment, enter into daily prayer, if we're willing to have that encourage us to reach out in charity and almsgiving for others, then Lent will be worthwhile. But it can only happen if we're also prepared to do a little bit of self-sacrifice. And that has always been associated with this season.
So are there positive actions or actions of self-sacrifice that you recommend people might take during Lent 2020?
Well, I think here in Ireland, there are a lot of traditional things that people do during Lent. They go off sweets. They try to cut down on unhealthy foods. I'm not so sure, mind you, whether that's to look after our waistlines or to look after our souls. But I suppose there's no harm. It can look after both. The idea of sacrifice, though, or giving up something during Lent, doesn't always have to be seen as a negative. Because it's only when we do enter into some form of self-denial or self-sacrifice that it opens us up to helping others. And I know a lot of people try to do some positive act of kindness during Lent. They're very careful with regard to things like their social media, with regard to their use of language, perhaps trying to ensure that they don't use bad language or they don't be dishonest. And I think there are other ways in which we can also reach out to others, particularly the needy. I know that Trokra, their big Lenten campaign, happens at this time of the year. And there are many other local charities that people like to support. For example, looking out for the homeless or those who are less well off than they are. So I think self-sacrifice leads to positive action.
Now, the Living Lent campaign is something that has been run on the Bishops' Conference social media for the past couple of years, and I know that you share it each day during Lent. What can you talk to me a little bit about this year's Living Lent social media campaign?
Well, I think it's really great to have something like Living Lent, a little reminder to people each day on their social media or in whatever way, so that they can think of an idea of something that they might be able to do, maybe a prayer that they could meditate on throughout the day, an act of charity that they might be open to. Living Lent is like a scaffold. It kind of holds us together throughout the season of Lent. Lent is a short period of time, but actually for many people it seems quite long. After the first few days, like any other resolutions, you tend to give them up. So Living Lent is a great way of reminding you, listen, we're on a journey here. It's not long, about 6 weeks, and that journey can change your own life and it can change the lives of others.
And ultimately, when we are living Lent, we are keeping in mind the goal at the end, Easter.
That's correct. Lent is actually a season of preparation, preparation for the celebration of Holy Week and the great Easter Triduum, the very core of our faith, the mystery of our faith, the death, the resurrection of Jesus. And I actually think that Lent gives us an opportunity just to step back and prepare for that. This year in particular, the readings during Mass are very, very powerful indeed, because traditionally in our church, Lent was a time when people prepared for baptism. In the very early church, adults were prepared for their catechumenate during the season of Lent. And you'll notice that in the very powerful readings that we have on Sundays during Lent. For example, the story of the Samaritan woman at the well, the story of the blind man who was blind from birth, the story of the raising of Lazarus, these big themes to do with water and light and life, baptismal themes, bring us to the very core of our faith during the season of Lent, and in that way help us to prepare for the celebration of Easter time.
How will you yourself be living Lent this year? Are you giving something up or taking something up?
I think I'm going to have a go at all three: prayer, almsgiving, and self-denial. First of all, in prayer, I mean, as a bishop, I know that prayer is important every day of my life, but like other people, I get distracted. I rush through my prayers sometimes, and I think I'll make a special effort to give a little bit of extra time to prayer in the early mornings during the season of Lent. In terms of almsgiving and charity, there are a few charities, including Trocra, that I'd like to help this year. I was out on the missions there in January, visiting Latin America and Central America, and it really made me realise, do you know, how many people in the world have so little. So I'd like to do something special in terms of charity. And then self-denial, well, I'll do what I always try to do, to stay away from some of those foods that I love to eat but aren't good for me, and they're certainly not good for the soul. So I suppose all three, really: prayer, almsgiving, and self-denial. I'll try a bit of them all.
And if people want to link in with the Living Lent social media campaign, what's the best way for them to do it?
Living Lent, or hashtag Living Lent, is available on all of our social media platforms for catholicbishops.ie, and people will be able to follow it on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, or on the website. And it's just a click away, but it could make a big difference to your celebration of Lent this year.